Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have identified the Hoopa police officer involved in a September 4th shooting that resulted in the death of 27-year-old Richard Kelly. Sergeant Seth Ruiz was in pursuit of Kelly on Highway 96 after Kelly had stolen a motorcycle earlier in the night. The pursuit ended on the Witchpeck Bridge after Kelly crashed the motorcycle, and Kelly immediately started firing shots at Ruiz's patrol car. Ruiz fired back in defense, striking and killing Kelly, and Ruiz would be uninjured in the incident. An autopsy was performed on the body of Kelly on Friday, and Ruiz remains on paid administrative leave as the investigation continues. An ATV rollover accident on private property off of Alder Point Road near Blocksburg early this morning resulted in the death of a male passenger. Around 3:30, a 30-year-old male was driving a side-by-side ATV with the passenger in the front right seat. The ATV rolled over and the passenger sustained undisclosed injuries. The driver of the ATV transported the victim to Gerald Phelps Hospital and was pronounced dead shortly after his arrival. The California Highway Patrol has opened an investigation into the accident, and alcohol impairment appears to be a factor in the crash. Around 8 o'clock Monday night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to Smug's Pizza in the 2700 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville after an armed robbery had just occurred. When deputies arrived on scene, they contacted a female employee who said that an unknown male suspect in his mid-20s brandished a knife and demanded money from the clerk. The suspect then fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. Deputies were unable to locate the suspect, and anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. 48-year-old Daniel Nolan was booked into Humboldt County Jail on various charges Monday afternoon after being detained in Redway. A sheriff sergeant was on patrol in the 300 block of Parr Avenue and contacted Nolan, who initially provided false identification. Nolan was detained and eventually confessed that he gave false information and revealed that he was carrying methamphetamine on his person as well as having outstanding warrants. An on-person search turned up 9 grams of meth packaged for sale, and Nolan was booked for possession with intention to sell, outstanding warrants, false identification, and probation violation. On Monday, former Rio Del Police Officer Kevin Harrelson pled guilty to a misdemeanor violation of false imprisonment. Harrelson, on the conditions of his plea, will be sentenced to 3 years of probation, and the probation terms include a mandatory 52-week domestic violence counseling program. Harrelson also cannot appeal his termination from the Rio Del Police Department and will not seek any law enforcement agency employment for the length of his probation. In other news, citing the harmful effects it has on fish, birds, and mammals, the city of Arcata has banned the use of styrofoam, and the ordinance will go in effect on October 1st. From that date forward, businesses are prohibited from selling food or drinks in a container made of polystyrene. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Sunday, Humboldt County sent 5 fire engine companies to Lake and Napa counties to aid in battling the Valley wildfire, which ignited over the weekend. The fire has burned 67,000 acres, has destroyed over 550 homes as well as hundreds of structures, and has caused 1 death and 4 injured firefighters. Assistance was sent by Humboldt Bay Fire as well as the Arcata, Briceland, and Fortuna departments. Fortuna and Briceland are volunteer fire departments, and Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods talked about volunteer firefighters and their willingness to help other counties.
You know, it's really an extension of what they do in their local community. They volunteer to help, and that commitment continues across the state. And when the call goes out for help elsewhere, they're ready to respond, and it really shows the commitment of these volunteer agencies in our area.
Woods went on to illuminate the vital role that volunteers play in part to make the community safer.
Of the 41 departments in the county, 39 are basically all volunteers, and without them, our communities wouldn't be protected. And we're fortunate that we have those people that are willing to commit to not only, again, to their own community, but also to be available to go help out in other parts of the state where they're needed right now.
All fire departments will be compensated for the resources currently being used through the California Fire Assistance Agreement. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.